It is estimated that 1,800 undocumented Mexicans are living in Alaska, although there is no account of how many undocumented immigrants of other nationalities may be in the state. Now, some undocumented immigrants may be eligible for an expanded deferred action program announced last week by President Barack Obama. The president's executive order may not become official anytime soon, according to the Immigration Justice Project's Robin Bronin. Bronin says there are few details, and it could be 6 months before applications are available. But she cautions undocumented immigrants who could qualify should start gathering proof of identification now.
This is a program to make sure that the people who are living here, who are contributing to our community, have immigration documents so that they can get, for instance, driver's licenses and not be afraid when they're taking their children to school that they're going to be deported from the United States.
The president's plan does not grant undocumented immigrants citizenship, but it does expand an earlier program aimed at keeping illegal immigrant children in the U.S. The earlier Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals plan helped this Anchorage woman who arrived in Alaska illegally at age 13. She spoke through a translator.
I'm very happy because I'm not anymore afraid of driving. And I can go to work, and I can keep my family together.
The president's action is intended to allow undocumented parents of immigrant children born in the U.S. to remain in the country legally, and it frees federal immigration authorities to target criminals and those undocumented immigrants recently arrived in the U.S. for deportation.